Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the number of adults homeless in the Northwest continues to rise. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson says the very challenging issues at Letterkenny University Hospital need to be recognised. A Donegal County Councillor says government failed to put adequate resources in place ahead of the housing of Ukrainian refugees. And a rally to show support to Palestinian people is being held in Letterkenny tomorrow. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Jordan McDade, followed by Nuked with Colm Fersher. First news this evening, the number of adults homeless in the Northwest continues to rise. 126 adults accessed emergency accommodation in the region last month, up 3% on the previous month. However, the number of children homeless has dropped 34% to 29. In Donegal, 57 adults were homeless last month, 58 in Sligo and 11 in Leitrim. Nationally, 12,827 people are registered as homeless in the state. The total includes a record number of children for the second month in a row. Eamon Torsney reports.
3,904 children are growing up in B&Bs and hotels, according to the figures from the Department of Housing. The figure for September is an increase of 136 on August's total, while it's 16% higher than the number of people registered as homeless in September 2022. The issue is most acute in the capital, with 9,391 people in emergency accommodation, including more than 2,966 children. The figures from the Department of Housing do not include rough sleepers, women in refuge centres, refugees or asylum seekers, or the so-called hidden homeless.
The very challenging issues at Letterkenny University Hospital need to be recognised. That's the belief of Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, Deputy David Cullinan, who visited the hospital last night and met with local GPs, consultants and management. Donegal GPs and hospital consultants have written to Health Minister Stephen Donnelly seeking an urgent on-site meeting to discuss what they believe to be existing risks to patient safety in the hospital's ED. Deputy Cullinan also says action is urgently needed from the minister.
If we can't recruit staff and retain staff, if the hospital hasn't got the capacity that it needs, then very real patient safety concerns exist. And I've heard many stories of risks which relate to patients being treated at the hospital. So obviously that is alarming for anybody who lives in the region. And I don't want to be alarmist myself. And what we need to do is to recognise that there is a very real challenge and problem. There are patient safety risks. I've raised this issue directly with the head of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, at the Oireachtas Health Committee this week. He has told me that the Chief Operations Officer is deploying what is called the Performance Management Improvement Team to Letterkenny. He says they will land on the ground this week, and not only will they meet with hospital management, but also meet with local community services, GPs, frontline healthcare staff and so on. But the point needs to be made, this cannot be about trying to get better improvement from the capacity that's there. Yes, that's one part of the issue, but we also know that the hospital needs very serious additional capacity, including additional ICU beds, a new intensive care unit, which has been in the pipeline for some time, protected elective beds for cancer, for orthopaedics, for surgical services, recruitment of medical staff. All of these are well known. I visited the hospital 2 years ago to this day. I met with hospital management, and many of these asks and many of these needs were talked about then. So the minister has to step up to the plate.
A Donegal County Councillor says government failed to put adequate resources in place ahead of the housing of Ukrainian refugees. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says government didn't take stock of the ongoing housing crisis and the pressures facing the health service. 96,000 refugees are residing in Ireland, 7,006 in Donegal. Councillor McMonagall doesn't believe retrospective efforts by Minister Roderick O'Gorman will work.
I think we have to look at the government's response and what they've done in relation to bringing in Ukrainian refugees. And I mean, no problem with that at all. People in a war situation, it's only right that we help and support them. But the situation and the infrastructure that they put in place was totally inadequate. You know, we already had a massive housing crisis. We had a crisis in our health, and particularly of GPs. And to bring the care in Donegal, we have somewhere 7,000 Ukrainian refugees. And this is on top of the major crisis that we have in the county with housing, with health, and what the general population have difficulty in accessing services. None of this was taken into account. There was no public consultations and no talk with local NGOs or indeed local health providers as to what the capacity was and how many people we could take. So now he's firefighting again. They've got it wrong initially, and now they're trying to address something, and I think they're being ham-fisted about it. I don't see how that would work.
The Minister for Enterprise, meanwhile, says no decisions have been made yet about changes to Ireland's policy on Ukrainian refugees. There were reports of a heated debate at Tuesday's Cabinet meeting about a proposal to limit state-provided accommodation to 90 days. Minister Simon Coveney hopes a decision will be made in the next fortnight.
But the challenge for Ireland, of course, is that we are currently seeing about 700 Ukrainians a week coming into Ireland, and we have huge pressures in terms of housing those people and those families adequately. So we have to figure out how to respond in a way that is humane and appropriate, but also recognising the limitations of what Ireland can do.
Specialist war surgeons are part of the latest aid convoy going into Gaza. The International Red Cross says they're part of a humanitarian delivery which includes water purification supplies and medical kits. Israeli airstrikes have bombarded the territory since Hamas militants massacred 1,400 people in Israel on October the 7th. Meanwhile, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's welcomed the EU leaders' call for a pause to fighting in the region.
But one thing I should say that we're all united on from day one and continue to be united on, and that is total condemnation of the attacks carried out by Hamas. The fight against terrorism is a common European fight, and there can be no equivocation on that.
Well, a rally to show support to Palestinian people is being held in Letterkenny tomorrow. Organised by the Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign, the rally will call for the end of unrest in Gaza and for the expulsion of the Israeli ambassador. The event gets underway tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock outside Angrenan Theatre. Police say they're growing increasingly concerned for a 47-year-old man reported missing from the Holly Lane area of Derry. Brian Harkin was last seen at around 5 o'clock yesterday evening. He's described as being approximately 5 foot 7 inches in height, of a stocky build, with ginger hair and is clean shaven. When last seen, it's believed he was wearing a grey t-shirt and grey jeans. Police are appealing to anyone who may have seen Brian or who has any information regarding his whereabouts to contact them. Residents and business owners in the Caw, Maydown, Grantia and Strathfoyle areas are being urged to check their property and outbuildings for any sign of the missing man. A draft budget of €120,000 for 2024 has been passed for the Glenties Municipal District. It's made up of an allocation of €20,000 per elected member of the MD. All but one councillor supported the proposed budget. Councillor Micheál Colmigill-Asbaugh was in opposition on the grounds that more funding is needed for the west of the county.
West Donegal and Aoghaire, like every other place, is crying out desperately for housing. There's a massive shortage of housing. Council isn't building enough houses, if any at all. This is a policy that the government has clearly adopted where they're leaving it to the private market, but we all know that there's a massive shortage of housing at the moment and massive skyrocketed rent that working class people in West Donegal can't afford to pay, and I think it's immoral. But also, I propose that a vote would be called to oppose the budget on the grounds in relation to the property tax, that we get nothing in return for it. The people are obviously and clearly opposed to it, even after all these years. Also, if you look at the road infrastructure, the lack of proper funding, not alone to tar new roads, but also in relation to our maintenance of every day running off the council, where our hard-working staff are out doing their best for us, as the hard-working staff here, Hohenlea, and the housing section, and all the sections within the council, but we're not getting the funding that we need. So today I propose that we would object to it, to send a very clear message to the government, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, that we need proper funding, that they cannot continue to ignore us. And also to send a strong message to people of West Donegal and Gaeltacht and further afield that we will stand with them. And I felt today was a great opportunity to put that, but unfortunately I didn't get the support.
A South Donegal deputy says a suite of measures is needed to deal with road safety. During statements in the Dáil on road safety, Deputy Martin Kenny says the need to recognise that the speed limit on some rural roads is too high, the need for harsher enforcement and deterrence, and the need for urgent upgrade of roads collectively contribute to road safety. He also says progress on the delivery of the A5 is vital.
The issue of the A5 upgrade, which is again another road which goes through, as we know, the other jurisdiction going through the north, and there has been a commitment from government in the past, and I would like to hear you re-echo that commitment that the government will fund that road on a 50-50 basis, and hopefully we can move that forward, because it really does need to move forward, because at the end of the day, you know, the numbers of people that have been killed, particularly in County Tyrone, but in other aspects, other parts of that road as well, are much higher than other sections of roadworks. So I think government commitment to that needs to happen, and we need to keep the pressure on to ensure that that new road is built and is delivered. A range and a suite of measures to be able to deal with road safety. I think some of the things you're bringing in are very appropriate and need to happen. I think we need to be looking at others. I think we need to be looking at technology more. We need to be looking at the static cameras. You've mentioned that in your remarks. We need to be looking at speed limiters, possibly in cars. We need to be looking at ways in which we can deter people from abusing the rules of the road and make sure that there's adequate sanctions in place when they do that. But we also need to educate people and train our young drivers better when it comes to using the roads, and particularly when it comes to using our motorways. So, in summary, Minister, I think what you're trying to do is laudable. We support it. We want to see it happen. But we don't want to see stuff that's brought in which later we regret or which have unintended consequences. And that's why I feel it's very appropriate that we have a full and comprehensive debate on all of these issues.
Well, work is underway to publish more detailed reports on road collisions. There have been calls for monthly updates on the number of crashes to help guide policy. 155 people have died on Irish roads so far this year, 36 more than 2022. Superintendent Liam Geraghty says they will have more regular reporting of all incidents soon.
Ungarish Corner regularly publishes details on all road traffic collisions, particularly around bank holiday weekends. And I know there is a project ongoing with the Road Safety Authority in relation to proactive reporting of similar incidents, such as all those road traffic collisions. That's at a very, very advanced stage.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Jordan McDade.
Cadwell win her 100th Republic of Ireland cap this evening. To mark the occasion, she's been given the captain's armband for the Nations League visit of Albania to Tallaght Stadium. St Johnstone native Tyler Tolan starts in midfield. Denise O'Sullivan is delighted for Cadwell to join her in the Century Club.
It's massive for Diane, and I've also played with Diane for many years now, and she's played with her Act of Courage as well at club level, so I know the dedication and what Diane does every single day. She's a true professional, and I'm really proud of her, and to see her get her 100 cap here would be absolutely amazing.
Kickoff at a sold-out Tallaght Stadium is at 5:45. Meanwhile, Shamrock Rovers can secure a fourth consecutive SSE or Tristy Premier Division title tonight and one on enemy territory. Stephen Bradley's side go to St Pat's, knowing 3 points will see the trophy remain in Tallaght. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. Elsewhere, Derry City make the final trip away this season as the Candy Stripes head for Turner's Cross in Cork City. Derry are chasing second place in the table and will secure runners-up spot with wins in their final two games. Speaking ahead of the tie, the Derry City boss Rory Higgins says his side have to do everything in their power to win.
You would imagine there'll be a vocal home support behind them. It's a difficult place to go to, but we have to go there and do everything in our power to win the game.
Meanwhile, Dundalk take on Bohemians and already relegated UCD go to Shelburne. All those matches kick off at 7:45. Cross-channel in the Premier League tonight, leaders Tottenham go to Crystal Palace. In Gaelic games, Mobile's objection to the outcome of the Donegal Junior final has been turned down by the Donegal CCC. The Inishowen side claimed Narasa had 16 players on the pitch during the second half of the decider. This, however, has been rejected by the competition's control committee. Mobile has the right to appeal the decision to Ulster. As things now stand, Narasa will play in the Ulster Junior Championship quarterfinal against Lisniski of Fermanagh on Saturday the 4th of November at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. To rugby, Bundee Aki's new central contract will take him beyond a decade with Connacht. The centre joined the province in 2014 and a new deal commits him to Connacht and Ireland through to the end of next season. Aki has made 52 Ireland appearances to date and has been shortlisted for the World Rugby Player of the Year. Tom O'Toole and Alan O'Connor and Nick Tominey has restored the Ulster pack for Sunday's visit of the Bulls. Into the pack comes Billy Burns and Judith Postwaff. Tonight at the Stade de France, a host of bronze medal match at the World Cup, England face Argentina with kickoff at 8. Finally in golf, a second round of 69 means Tom McKibben will go into the weekend at Qatar Masters on 4 under par. As things stand, the County Down golfer is 6 off the clubhouse lead of Thomas Aiken. John Murphy misses the cut on 10 over par. Jasmine Suwanapura remains the woman to catch at the midway point of the Maybank Championship in Malaysia. The Thai golfer is a shot clear of the field on 12 under par. Stephanie Meadow is 5 under and Lena Maguire is 4 under par. That's your sport.
Thanks, Jordan. And returning to some news, the US Special Envoy to Northern Ireland visited the Northwest this week. Joseph P. Kennedy travelled to Derry for a business lunch, which was attended by over 40 US delegates, local partners and stakeholders, including Donegal County Council, Ulster University, the Northwest Regional College and Derry Chamber of Commerce. Sheila Nocton has more.
As part of his visit to Northern Ireland, Joseph P. Kennedy met with the delegation at the Guildhall in Derry. The focus was for US investors and local Northwest businesses to engage in ideas and experiences and to showcase the region's rich tourism, culture, heritage and unique business offering. Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Councillor Patricia Logue, says the visit was an opportunity to promote the Northwest region's unique location as a cross-border city region with access to both the EU and UK markets with a dynamic talent and skillful population. She says the Special Envoy's visit reflected his continued commitment to showcasing the Northwest as an attractive location for US investors.
One in three teenagers are now vaping. That's according to new research by Foigra Sligo, the Northwest Regional Task Force and Mayo Sligo and Leitrim ETB. The survey found 36% of young people between the ages of 13 and 16 now use vapes but have never smoked cigarettes previously. Dr. Gareth McGovern, a GP specialising in addiction medicine, says the fact young people aren't smoking cigarettes can be viewed as a positive thing.
The other point I'd make, the phrase currently vape suggests that they're vaping every day. The figure of, let's call it addiction, daily use or nearly everyday use among 15 to 16-year-olds, that's a little bit older than what was in the study, is about 4.6%. So there is a feeling that when you hear one in three are vaping, the thought is that they are, you know, they're all addicted. A lot of it's a rite of passage.
€63,000 in funding has been awarded to 43 Tidy Towns groups in Donegal. Minister Heather Humphreys announced a total of €1.5 million in support for groups across the country. Letterkenny received the biggest allocation in Donegal at €3,000. Other groups to benefit include Mahry, Castlefin, Moville and Killybegs. Minister Humphreys is encouraging Tidy Towns groups to work towards 2024.
I'm very pleased to announce €1.5 million in funding to support our wonderful Tidy Towns groups all over the country. So grants of up to €4,000 will be made available to any group that entered the Super Value Tidy Towns competition since 2021. And I'm strongly encouraging all eligible groups to apply. As we all know, Tidy Towns is all about community, it's about innovation and sustainability. And it's about that pride of place. Volunteers coming together to make their towns and villages more sustainable and more attractive for locals and visitors alike. We mark the 65th anniversary of the Tidy Towns competition at a fantastic awards ceremony in Croke Park earlier this month, and the competition continues to flourish with over 880 towns and villages entering this year. So I want to take this opportunity to thank the tens of thousands of Tidy Town volunteers who so freely give up their time and skills for their communities. Get your applications in, and I have no doubt this funding will make a big difference to your area.
Weather now, a mix of bright spells, cloudy patches and showers this evening. Showers will continue overnight and become more frequent with a chance of heavy or thundery downpours and spot flooding. Lowest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, the number of adults homeless in the Northwest continues to rise. 126 adults accessed emergency accommodation in the region last month, up 3% on the previous month. The very challenging issues at Letterkenny University Hospital need to be recognised. That's the belief of Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, Deputy David Cullinan, who visited the hospital last night and met with local GPs, consultants and management. A Donegal County Councillor says government failed to put adequate resources in place ahead of the housing of Ukrainian refugees. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says government didn't take stock of the ongoing housing crisis and the pressures facing the health service. And police say they are growing increasingly concerned for a 47-year-old man reported missing from the Holly Lane area of Derry. Brian Hargan was last seen at around 5 o'clock yesterday evening. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nate with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
She were Mahasal Colm Ferriter and Charl in the Prefs guilty. To an estiocht vresha fogarta dun froses plana la changa, the lu haeva carfum le nigaid mili euros of resh dun vlein shaw. Le fija mila non nis mo or foil the gal limister plana la changa, ga bala service a geltic that se geltic, agus minu vresha, cur her foil dun a lean re giliga. Cillian a mhuinú go mé ról úr áfige plana la teanga cóthithe i limistéir plana la teanga gidóir ran na fáiste anagara agus lochanúir. Mar fáiste ceiliríthe an oireachtas an deireadh seachtain seo thugainn, reáchtáil thar seminár oireachtas chánú na Gaeilge de Sathairn in Austin Glen in Eagle in Killarney. Is í uachtarán an chánartha Paula Melvin a bheas mar caithir le ar an seminár. Agus éir an panel bé Kathleen ní bhrinn, áfige plána le teanga chlochanílí, a measc í cheantseoirí eile, le tuairt faoi ceistena a bhaine le tuathaí na gcéalteachta. Bé seo de haillí dar a bhainm ceol na síog le Grainne Holland, agus a ceoltarí ar siúil de Sathairn, sin amara orta le as fí, san RCC a leite cenan, is cnúsach áran Gaeilge le Grainne é ceol na síog and in yantar kelleru aliacht agus intas an dúlra. Agus ta jeru shartanya a raktal ag línra lecha kenin ag edjaskeel ing lan column kele is jara shartu la jeg agus aniu la jeg da mina saula jiriha ergini a wald gaelige kopla fachal gaelig aku hana fein be rangana on maijin jasahar agus jadoni agus kudwar emakti ir shul ag jara krak koluder agus kora. Agus Jenhart Lor Ur Dominic Magilla Vrija Prab Sikol a Hyolu Eg Aratus Nasana Foster and Shakten Shahogin. Shin Mahodsha Eligulier Slan August Bannacht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, October the 27th. The death has taken place of John Harkin, Ballymore, Dunfanaghy and Harlesden, London. His remains will be reposing at the home of his brother, Eddie Harkin, Ballymore, Dunfanaghy, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral mass in St Michael's Church, Creaslaw, on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Bridie Sweeney, née McGee, Convoy Road, Drumkeen. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening until 10 o'clock and from 11 o'clock until 10 o'clock tomorrow. Funeral leaving from her late residence on Sunday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral and family flowers only. Funeral mass can be viewed live on Craig's Media Facebook page. The death has occurred of Breed McDevitt, née Boner, 77 Ard Connell, Glenties, house private at the request of the deceased. Breed will repose at Shoblin's funeral home, Sandfield Ardra, tomorrow from 2 o'clock, with removal at 5 o'clock, going to St Connell's Church, Glenties, to arrive at approximately 22:06 to repose overnight. Funeral on Sunday morning with Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the local cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Patients' Comfort Fund at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Director. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Mary Jo McGonigal, Chernaleague, Carndonagh, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private from 10 o'clock tonight. Mass can be viewed on churchmedia.tv. And the death has occurred of Anne Griffin, née McGuion, Trosk Road, Ballybofey, County Donegal. and remains will be reposing at McGowan's funeral home, Stranorder, this evening from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:45 for Mass of the Resurrection at 11 o'clock at the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder, and burial afterwards at Drumbo Cemetery, Stranorder. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if so desired to the Patient's Comfort Fund, St Joseph's Hospital, Stranorder, care of any family member or McGowan Funeral Home. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.